Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Great.
Ooh, right out of a bushy tail.
Oh.
Less one. So. All right, gentlemen, this is the third Sunday in Advent. We are preparing for the coming of the Christ child. We sort of continue with our Advent series in our Word Made Flesh radio ministry. Today, I would like to look at the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3. So if I could have someone lead us off by reading, let's just do verses, 7 through 17 or something like that. So, sir, if you'd like to do that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, "Brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath to come. Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham for those stones. Even now that axe is laid to the roots of the trees, therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." So the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answered and said to them, "He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise." Then tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you." Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, "What shall we do?" So he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." Now, as the people were in expectations and all reason in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming with a sandal strap. I'm not worthy to loose. He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His wheel and fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with inquenchable fire."
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right, gentlemen, what's going on here? All right, who are some of the characters? Let's see if we can paint a picture. What does this pericope, this scripture, what does it paint in your mind? What do you see?
Well, according to the here, the text is saying that the soldiers were apparently taking, falsely accusing people. So he's telling them to change their ways. Don't extort.
All right, let's back up. Yeah. Who is he?
John.
Who are some of the characters?
John the Baptist.
Okay, we have this guy, John the Baptist, the baptizer, right? It's not his denominational name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hopefully somebody's laughing at that, but I thought that was okay. John the Baptizer. John, the one who baptizes. And where is he?
He's out to Jordan,
a river.
So you can kind of picture a river of some sort? Mm-hmm.
If
you're
going to
be baptizing
around
with water, we should probably have some water in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is he just out there by himself?
No, there's a crowd, tax collectors, soldiers.
Okay, we got tax collectors, soldiers, anybody else? Probably just
by the people.
Ordinary people.
Ordinary, perhaps Jewish
people.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we have John, he's near the Jordan River, he's probably standing in the middle of it. Speaking to people on the shore of the river, kind of giving this message. Now, the immediate there's a scripture quotation that comes from Isaiah that's talking about preparing the way. All right. And John, and before that, it's going to speak about John the Baptist went around the Jordan proclaiming a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Well, if that's his message, what's this crowd really looking for? What does it say about this crowd?
Looking for a new way.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. Do any of you have sins in need of forgiveness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted forgiveness for those sins, might you go hear what this guy has to say to get that release?
Absolutely.
So we've got some people here. We have some soldiers, right? And we have some tax collectors, right? So we've got we have the National Guard and the IRS on the scene. Okay? That type of thing. Along with, residents from Lenawee County, Mission. We're all standing on the shore of the Jordan River. All right? Listen to some guy in the middle of the water speak some strange stuff as preparation for something coming, which goes hand in hand with our Advent study. All right? That's the picture. All right? Out of that picture, what part of the story speaks directly to you? I think that's where you were trying to go, Mark. So we'll come back to you. What were you originally saying before I interrupted you?
Well, I needed to do things different because I turn around and I used to be selfish, I would con my way out money out of people all the time, kind of like the soldiers did here and the tax collectors were doing, I'd keep me a couple coats I see somebody without, I wouldn't bother giving. Well, I had to change my ways and start sharing what God blessed me with and realize that and ask for forgiveness to and repent, change my ways and something better. It's a better way of life than to be a hoarder,
Okay.
Put my life from within instead of it was death. A lot of in my thinking was just death in my life, I guess.
Okay, good.
I feel like I'm living now, because I'm giving. And the more I give, the more I get blessed. It's weird.
Well, yeah, God can be pretty weird at times, so let's not be naive about that. But would you also say that is it just simply a selfish move that now I because I feel better about myself, therefore I can judge that it's a good thing?
And it still
is. Or is it that we do the good things that make us feel better as concrete evidence of the expectation of the coming?
Yeah.
Because John's really kind of telling these people, look, something's going to happen. There's something coming here that even myself, standing in the middle of the water, preaching, am not worthy. All right? Something big is coming. Now, we would say that this is Jesus. If you were to read things like from the prophet Zephaniah, or even Isaiah, chapter 12, Paul writes a lot about it in the book, in his letter to the people of Philippi, that you're supposed to be joyful because the salvation of God is at hand. Now, for Paul, the salvation has come. And here we are in this Christmas season, this season of Advent. We are anticipating this coming of Christ, which ought to make us joyful. All right. And so maybe Mark start sharing a little bit rather than hoarding as a reflection that bears witness to his joy of having in a sense received the repentance for the forgiveness of sins. All right.
Right.
All right, Justin, you keep nodding your head. You have something you want to share with our listening audience, please?
Oh, I do.
All right, let's run it.
All right. Luke chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Even tax collectors came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to do, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. I myself was always very selfish, and I was never content with whatever I had, mostly my money, because I used to love money, and that's not good. And even with whatever money I had, I could have $500 in my pocket. I want more. And, you know, and now I actually got a conscience, because before I never used to care. And, you know, I've been where I had no food to eat. And, you know, nothing, no clothes, really, but one pair wearing them every day. And now, you know, I guess I'm learning to be content, you know, a different way. You know, Jesus' way, what would he do? You know, and then regardless, if I only have two shirts, I'm going to give one away and just have no one and be content with it. You know, it's a lot better feeling.
So maybe what you're sharing is similar to what Mark was sharing, you know, that you've kind of encountered this repentance of the forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
And embrace it to such a level that it has a very practical theology to it. It's something that can be practiced. That if I'm going to be that joyful and that confident in that good news, I can then apply it in a manner that is visible, that bears witness to its reality here and now.
Yes.
Sharing clothes.
And now.
Sharing food. And one of the things I find about the little section that you pulled out of this pericope was, you know, these are soldiers and tax collectors. That maybe there are people in our midst who work with the IRS that are yearning for repentance, are yearning for the same joy that you yourself are experiencing. Maybe there are people who are in the military or the National Guard. Our soldiers who are yearning for the same thing that you have encountered, right? Because they ask practical questions. Well, what do I have to do? Now, we know when Jesus finally comes and starts his ministry, it's more than just what we do, right? It's new, because we don't want to get too stuck on the whole works end of it, that these are things that we do. But we do certain things as evidence of this internal transformation that we've experienced. And I think that's what you're trying to share, hopefully.
I can also relate to not having nothing, as I already shared. And now that I do have stuff, it feels good to be able to help people out and get back, you know. Because I'd hope in some way, I'd want someone to do that for me. I wouldn't expect it, but it'd be nice if I was low again.
Well, and here's the thing: we can almost put ourselves at the same context of which John the Baptizer is doing in the Jordan, right? He's preparing the way, and when we're doing things like that, we're preparing the way.
Yeah.
And so we give hope and expectation this practicing of the Advent to all who encounter us in that manner, which makes what we're doing bigger than just ourselves. Well, very good, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019. Until next week, may God's grace and peace be yours.